And now it's time for It's the Way of Love Live.
It's the Way of Love Live. Hey, 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 the variety show committed to bringing you positive stories and life-affirming messages.
Combined with enough inspirational music and satirical comedy to make it worth everyone's while.
With informative interviews and dynamic guests, we present the best of what our global community has to offer.
In a format we lovingly call short attention span theater, we combine vaudevillian styles with futuristic sound effects technology for maximum entertainment value.
Together we focus on the most important issues of the day by exploring informed and enlightened approaches wherever we can find them.
Using serialized fiction, we bring to life great stories from the past and sci-fi possibilities of the future.
Thank you for joining us in our multimedia foray into the positive possibilities of our planet.
Hang on, you never know what to expect.
Here we go. It's the Way of Love Live.
All right, we are exploring, remembering the heroes this week, this beautiful Memorial Day weekend. But it is about remembering those who are too often forgotten. And those are the people who work, who fight, and who often died for peace. That's right. Because we are about love here on It's the Way of Love Live. This is MC Hager. I'm so excited to be able to bring you different perspectives. Right now, we're listening to a study of different anti-war chants from around the world. That's right. We don't care which side you're on. We just want to stop fighting, because once you stop fighting, you can start loving. And that's what it's all about. All of life is something good when it is based on love and peace. And what war? Well, what is war good for? Well, we're going to be exploring a lot of different songs and perspectives in history in this next hour. And we're going to ask, War, What Is It Good For? By Edwin Starr.
Absolutely. Set, set, set.
War.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. It's good for nothing. And let me tell you, MC Hager here is going to let you in on a little secret. I used to be a protester and activist myself. And back in the day, yes, I would protest against war. And that was actually the first Persian Gulf War. And I came out and people were singing kind of weak. I didn't feel they were strong. And I sang that war. What is it good for? And boy, I got everybody off their feet. You know, and I want to remember today the people who came out and made something, tried to make, put their lives on the line. And people think, oh, they're just a bunch of hippies and they're not putting their lives on the line. Well, you know, I know it is the thing to honor our troops, and I'm not going to dishonor anybody, okay? But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to honor some other people today, because it was a little over 50 years ago on May 4th. 28 National Guard soldiers fired approximately 67 rounds over a period of 13 seconds, killing 4 students and wounding 9 others, one of whom suffered permanent paralysis. Students Allison Beth Krause, 19, Jeffrey Glenn Miller, 20, and Sandra Lee Schauer, 20, died on the scene, while William Knox Schrader, 19, was pronounced dead at Robinson Memorial Hospital in nearby Ravenna shortly afterwards. This, of course, was Kent State. These were kids, unarmed. Why was the National Guard there? Who gave the order? 67 rounds. 9 students injured beyond the 4. 4 dead in Ohio. And I'll tell you something else, just right very close as the crow flies to Boulder Creek, on the ocean here in Pescadero, there was a young artist, 2 of them actually, that was Neil Young and Graham Nash. They were just right there on the beach here, not far from Boulder Creek, and they decided to write a song right then, and this song ignited the nation. At first, when it came out, the publishers were like, we don't know, we don't think it's right, we don't think it's going to go over. Well, it went over big time, and the whole country was singing about 4 dead in Ohio.
Four dead in Ohio.
50 years ago, folks, and haven't we learned anything? And, you know, I'll tell you, there was a lot of acknowledgement of the sacrifice that the men made, the soldiers, because those are the guys who are on the front line, and it was kind of always understood that this was a rich man's war, but a poor man's fight. And when people started to come out, it made a difference. And in 1969, at Woodstock, one of the things that people don't realize is that the order that they came out on at the artists weren't anything like the order that was set. The set list, everything was changed, and that's because the artists just couldn't get there. But a couple of them had gotten there earlier, and so the Hindu religious group that said the opening prayer, they were there early, and there was one artist who had to go on and play because he was there, and that was Ritchie Havens. And he played one song that brought the house down, and it was about a particular man that's lived in this country. He's lived forever. And he's a good-looking man, but he's just every man. He is Handsome Johnny, and he's fought in every war that the United States has ever fought in. And listen to all these verses, because, you know, I think we're going to have to add a few, sadly. It's going to keep going until we stop it, folks, until we realize that what we have to remember is that none of those wars ever ended in peace. And so, this is Handsome Johnny by Ritchie Havens.
Hey, look yonder, tell me what's that you see? Marching to the fields of Concord. Looks like Handsome Johnny with a musket in his hand, marching to the Concord War. Hey, marching to the Concord War. Hey, look yonder, tell me what's that you see? Marching to the fields of Gettysburg. Looks like Handsome Johnny with a flintlock in his hand, marching to the Gettysburg War. Hey, marching to the Gettysburg War. And it's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. 84 will be free. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Dunkirk. Looks like Handsome Johnny with a carbine in his hand, marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Korea. Looks like Handsome Johnny with an M1 in his hand, marching to the Korean War. Hey, marching to the Korean War. And it's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. Hey, before we'll be free. Hey, before. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Vietnam. Looks like Handsome Johnny with an M15, marching to the Vietnam War. Hey, marching to the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Birmingham. Looks like Handsome Johnny with his hand rolled in a fist, marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, what's the use of singing this song? Some of you are not even listening. Tell me what it is we've got to do. Wait for our fields to started whistling. Hey, here comes a hydrogen bomb. And here comes a guided missile. Here comes a hydrogen bomb. I can almost hear its whistle. I can almost hear its whistle. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes, that was Handsome Johnny by Richie Havens. Interesting note, that was written by Lou Gossett Jr., or at least co-written by him, and it shows you the deep feeling that the Black Nation had about going off to war. And a lot of people understand that that was preceded by the Civil Rights Movement. And in fact, some of the artists immediately saw the connection, and Martin Luther King was one of those who saw the connection. And an amazing blues singer by the name of Nina Simone saw the connection. So she changed one of her songs to talk about sending her son off to war, because she saw what that meant. So this is Backlash Blues by Nina Simone.
Mr. Backlash, just who do you think I am? You raise my taxes, freeze my wages, and send my son to Vietnam. You give me second-class houses and second-class schools. Do you think that all colored folks are just second-class fools? Mr. Backlash, I'm gonna leave you with a backlash blues. When I try to find a job to earn a little cash, a white backlash. But the world is big, big and bright and round, and it's full of folks like me who are black, yellow, beige and brown. Mr. Backlash, I'm gonna leave you with a backlash blue. Mr. Backlash, just what do you think I got to lose? I'm gonna leave you with the backlash blues. You're the one who'll have the blues, not me. Just wait and see.
Backlash blues. Now, you know, we know that the marching and the understanding of peaceful and nonviolent protest in a lot of ways in America came of age in the Civil Rights Movement, but rock and roll kind of brought it to a general audience, a bigger audience, and got people to start moving, and Woodstock was a part of that. And there was a funky band that came out from Berkeley that after after all the music finally started, there was one that kind of brought it in a funny and funky way. Now, you know, I like to make laughter a part of it. Well, this is a serious topic, memorializing the people who gave their life for peace, who put their lives on the line. And these folks don't get paid at all. They put their own money, they put their own time, they put their blood and their sweat into it. They don't even get a lousy wage, folks. Of course, that's not true about the musicians, but the musicians provided the heart and soul that kept so many of these people buoyed up in their very difficult work of trying to bring peace to this planet. And like I said, there was one funky band, Country Joe and the Fish, who sang a very particularly memorable song, kind of funny, at Woodstock, because he feels like he's fixing to die, Rag.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books, pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die. Come on, generals, let's move fast. Your big chances come at last. Now you can't go out and get those reds. Only good commie is one that's dead. You know that peace can only be won when blown them all, kingdom come. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die. Hey! Come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. I'm man, it's war, a go-go. There's plenty good money to be made. Supplying the army with the tools of the trade. Just up and pray if they drop the bomb. They're dropping on the Viet Cong. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die. Now come on, mothers throughout the land, pack your boys off to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. Send your sons off before it's too late. And you could be the first ones on your block. Have your boy come home in a box. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. El Salvador, Nicaragua, Lebanon, Angola. Whoa, yeah, there ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die. Hey, da 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 ba ba da da dee da dee dee da ba ba do ba 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 da ba ba ba.
And the Fish. Boy, he could have added it. He saw it coming. El Salvador, Angola, and how did he know? Afghanistan and Iraq. And let's hope that that's the last. Okay, let's stop this now. You know, there was another band that was there that didn't make it onto the film because it didn't quite work out for them. And they were just breaking out. And he had gotten out of the army. And Mr. Fogerty said, you know what? I don't care about the troops. I care about the guys who don't fight, like a recent president we just had, because they're fortunate. They're fortunate sons. They have a silver spoon in their mouth. They're able to not fight because of flat feet. Now, is there anybody lower? I have to ask you. When everybody is asking to sacrifice and you're not going to work for peace, you're not going to go try to protect your country, you're just going to try to get out of it. Well, that's not Creedence Clearwater Revival. They aren't fortunate sons. Another band right out of the Bay Area, El Cerrito, just north of Berkeley. And you can tell I kind of like my rockin' songs. I'll play some of the, you know, I might get to give peace a chance. It's part of the history, I know. But I just like these rockin' songs. I believe peace is a rockin' cause. I believe we can have a nice bass line and a nice guitar. And boy, did Creedence Clearwater Revival give that unfortunate son.
We'll be right back.
listening to KBCZ 89.3 FM, Boulder Creek Community Radio. This is MC Hager. It's The Way of Love Live, and we are remembering and loving all the people who have put their reputation, their lives, their heart, their spirit, everything on the line for the cause of peace, because that's what we want to remember. Those are our heroes. And, you know, it takes a lot of different kinds of people to make a country. And I support all the people out there. You know what? I believe the real patriots are the one who fought for the Constitution, who made sure that freedom was a part of our very matrix here in the United States. And you know what? That flag can mean many things. It doesn't mean that you have to go kill somebody else in some other country, okay? And I support your right to bring that flag out and know the people that have felt and been moved by what that flag represents. And you know, the problem is your flag decal just won't get you into heaven anymore. By John Prine.
Digesting Reader's Digest in the back of a dirty bookstore. A plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on my window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I went to the bank this morning, and the cashier said to me, if you join the Christmas club, we'll give you 10 of them flags for free. Well, I didn't mess around a bit, I took him up on what he said, and I stuck them stickers all over my car and one on my wife's forehead. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already crowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I got my window shield so filled with flags I couldn't see, so I ran the car upside a curb, right into a tree. By the time they got a doctor down, I was already dead. And I'll never understand why the man standing in the pearly gates said, but your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. We're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore.
Yep, Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. You know, there was a time back in the 60s, it was kind of understood that if you were Christian, that you kind of didn't believe in killing, no matter what the reasons for. And there was, in fact, a Christian rock and roller. He was pretty much into Christian songs, but he had one song that came out and was his biggest hit. His only, you know, you might say it's non-Christian, but is it? I don't know. I believe that anybody who believes in peace and love should believe in ending war. And so did Barry McGuire when he sang about the eve of destruction. A lot of people didn't know that all his other songs, he's pretty much a Christian rocker. Went in the 70s, big time, that was his thing. Because all they really knew him for was this.
Jesus, Guns exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace. And tell me over and over,
Eve of Destruction by Barry McGuire. You're listening to KBCZ Boulder Creek Community Radio. This is MC Hager. It's The Way of Love Live. And we are loving the memory of those people who made a choice to take a stand for peace. You know, a lot of people think it was all about the 60s when this became really something that was acknowledged. But, you know, start of it came 1958. Dwight D. Eisenhower gave a speech about the military-industrial complex, and he warned about what it would do to our country, such a prescient warning, one of the great final speeches of a president. Whatever happened to Republicans who would warn us about the military-industrial complex? Well, there was a young man, Robert Zimmerman, who is in New York, who heard that speech, and he decided, well, he's going to, first he changed his name to Bob Dylan, and he's going to write a song. And this was one of the first songs he ever wrote on his first album, and this kind of says a lot. This is one of his earliest songs in before the 60s, Bob Dylan, Masters of War.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind disks, I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. For threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know but to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know, I'm younger than you. That even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket by the pale afternoon. I'll watch while you're lured down to your deathbed, and I'll stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
Right, you know, we're all about truth here at It's a Way of Love Live, and so I have to say that my good friend Scotty K just called in and let me know that the Free Will and Bob Dylan was in fact the second album he ever put out. Now Scotty K, who's got the amazing show tonight from 10 to midnight, Other Music, might be able to answer this. It's I was reading about the song, and he may have written the song beforehand and was only finally included because it was resisted by the producers being so strong powerful. And so it may in fact be still true that when he came into New York, he wrote that. I know he wrote it listening to, in 1958, listening to the speech by Dwight D. Eisenhower warning about the military-industrial complex. But of course, he finally got it out there for us on his second album, The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan. Thank you so much, Scotty K. And listen to Scotty tonight, 10 to midnight. And also there's the Enrique Bermano Show from 6 to 8 p.m. and many great other programming. This is MC Hager. It's a Way of Love Live. Now, we are honoring the people who have given their lives for peace. And you know, this is coming up here, I think, is one of the more controversial songs I'm going to play. Because, you know, I understand that a lot of soldiers had a hard time coming back from Vietnam and they were blamed for what they did. But, you know, I always thought, you know, there's kind of a perspective that, you know, a lot of people didn't choose. A lot of people chose to march and put their lives, their families, lost their livelihoods, had to go to Canada, all kinds of things. And what is it? What is it about the man that goes to war? What is it about that universal soldier? This was a song put out in 1964 that kind of foreshadowed the decade to come by Buffy St. Marie. And I think she says a lot of powerful things, and I know they'd be controversial, but just listen to her, because a lot of it is about that universal soldier throughout the thousands of years fighting for causes that he's disconnected from. If you haven't figured it out, we're against the people who profit off war, not the people that fight it, not the young men and young women who do their best to make the world a safer place in the only way they've been programmed to understand. Well, Buffy St. Marie will tell you a little bit about those universal soldiers.
He's 5'2" and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all 31 and he's only 70. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist, and a Baptist, and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA, and he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the walls. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Dachau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon to the war, and without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame, but his orders come from far away no more. They come from him and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put an end to war.
You know, it's not the way we put an end to war. And what's so strange is that love is often part of war. When Americans have gone somewhere, they leave behind a lot of children that are fathered, that have a difficult life, whether it's Korea or Vietnam. And a very beautiful woman sung a very beautiful song about a man who had to fight the brothers and sisters of the woman that he loved. And this is Joan Baez, Saigon Bride. about a soldier in Vietnam who had gotten married and had to go battle. Very poignant, very beautiful song. One of Joan's most beautiful songs, I think. Been the Way of Love Live, remembering those people who have given themselves fully to find peace, to find love, and to protect us by ending war. Because, you know, that is the way to protect us, not by bombing people overseas, but by ending war. That's how you protect your family, your town, your country. And that way, you can live and love. And listen to the radio, KBCZ 89.3. Come back next week. We'll be having more fun on It's the Way of Love Live. But now we're going to go out with just a little piece, just a chance of peace. Let's give it a chance. It's been a wonderful, beautiful day. Let's keep it that way. MC Hager signing out till next week. And remember, is our opportunity.
You're saying basically to be alone with yourself.
Is it any closer? Will there ever be peace?
Do you think that, well, that there is threat from the military, and what do we do about people? Do you think that they'll accept? And what do we do?
The reaction of people, are you in bed right now? Do you ever get out?
What do I do?
One, two, three, four.